Mission Network News, two-minute version, Tuesday, August 31st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in India, where the Bharatiya Janata Party continues to attack the Sikh-led government, now marking its first 100 days in office. Mission India's Don Chapman says the BJP may be trying to regroup. However, the work continues because there are still unreached people groups within India.
Part of their agenda is to make a religious conversion within India a punishable offense. The challenges that face ministries are not much different than before the election. There still is a considerable amount of persecution happening in some of the states that bring us the most concern.
Meanwhile, The Passion of the Christ is available on DVD and video beginning today. Family Christian Stores is making the film of Christ's Passion available in their stores. Family Christian's Ann Bradford is excited about how it will be used.
We talked to almost 10,000 of our customers, and almost 52% say they are going to purchase The Passion. 71% of them expressed that they want to have The Passion as a lasting resource for their own spiritual growth. Also, we find very interesting, almost 1 in 2 says they'll be using The Passion as an evangelism tool.
And a women's outreach in Guatemala has taken up the EvangiCube as its latest tool. This month, the ministry sent a training team to Guatemala City, where they held a special grassroots conference for women and their families. ECI will train them and go out into their villages to help the lay leaders launch their new vision to begin a church in an unreached village. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter featuring stories on outreach at the Olympics, ministry in Iraq, and more, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks. We'll be right back.